divisional playoff doubleheader this Sunday, beginning at noon with Vikings against the Eagles, followed by Colts-Pats on your exclusive home for Super Bowl 39. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
412. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. It is guys' night out today, and we are out here at Wizards in Richardson, kicking it all off. Everybody will be out here later on as we make our way through the afternoon and the evening. It is P1 poker night. Now, I understand that we have all of our poker players on hand already.
All 77, huh?
That's what they're saying. All that we can accommodate, we have.
Okay, where are you doing Mexican Sweat? What table?
I don't know. I'll just walk around and see if anybody wants to play.
Because you will deal Mexican Sweat.
I will deal Mexican Sweat. I certainly
about
will.
As good as anybody
oh,
I've ever
in,
seen.
Come in.
That's right.
Well, how hard is it to deal Mexican Sweat?
Well, you got to narrate. And who narrates?
No, you don't.
Yeah, you
oh,
do.
Yeah, you do.
No peeky, no looky. What else do you say?
Well, you have to lay down the rules, first of all.
It's what he calls
that's
all
it.
The, it's what he calls
there's
all
no the, rules. Don't look at your freaking cards and roll them over.
But no, it's what no looky, no peeky. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with saying that? That's
and
a common card term,
he's
all, right?
You got to call them
no.
ducks and ladies
well, yeah,
and
it
cowboys.
Is too.
Oh, yeah. I love his nicknames for the cards.
Right. I mean, I thought I knew how to play until I played with Ryan. He's like, what's a duck?
Well, maybe we'll do that later
Mexican
on.
Mexican Sweat.
Well, right now, what we must do is stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Saturday, the Little Mavericks against New Jersey. It would probably be a good idea for us to try and retrieve the Jason Kidd song collection for tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Forgot about that.
Are they there in New Jersey?
No, they're here.
Oh, that's why it's Texas Tickets.
Right.
Okay, call me.
But you know what? If you need a ticket for New Jersey
call
next game, Texas Tickets can do it.
Just call me.
Tomorrow at a venue that I don't know right now. No, I said tomorrow at a venue that I'm off on another thing now, Danny.
When's the New Jersey game?
Saturday. I said Saturday.
Oh.
But tomorrow, we're on to tomorrow right now. No, it's the Nets on Saturday. It's the Spurs tomorrow.
Hey, Dill. Danny.
Isn't it? Now you've got me confused.
I'll look it up.
And this
what,
spot's
the New Jersey
taken,
Nets?
Yeah.
It's here in town.
And it's Saturday, right?
It's Saturday. They're playing San Antonio tomorrow night.
Okay.
Coming back home to New Jersey.
Okay.
Danny.
Now, let us get around to Friday's event at a venue which I don't know right now. Jimmy Eat World.
That's at the Gypsy Tea Room.
Right now.
Is it the Gypsy Tea Room? Is that where it is?
Don't ask me. I'm not going to see those chumps.
They're not chumps.
They're good.
There's nothing wrong with Jimmy Eat World.
I can't wait to go see them. They're good.
You're going to sit here and tell me you don't like their song?
That's the only song I know. What is it?
Don't you like it, though?
Hey.
La, 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 la. Yeah, we really, the words are kick-ass.
Da, 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 da. You don't like that?
It's all right.
It's a nice,
yeah, I can tell you love it.
Pop.
You've
I
memorized
do.
Everything.
I do. And David Copperfield Saturday. Of course, the Fort Worth Fat Stock Show is going on as well, and Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for all of these. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality, a huge Jimmy Eat World fan. Here's Cobra.
Thank you.
God, could Claudia's pants be any lower?
A member, stop looking at her, a member of the Jefferson Airplane is dead. And it's time for Mike to play.
Well, no, you left the story just sitting face up there, and I saw
why did
it.
You read it?
Well, I just happened to see it. Why did you leave it face up? Why couldn't you hide it?
Because you couldn't take it, could you? You had to see who died.
No, I mean, I just saw it as a matter of course. I wasn't looking for it.
Well, who are you going to guess? Because I know you already had a guess.
Well, first of all, it's got to be either Grace Slick, Marty Ballin, Paul Kantner, Jack Cassidy, Jorma Kalkonen, or Spencer Dryden. Right?
Right.
Is it one of those?
Yes.
All right, well, I know who it is, so tell.
Well, who were you going to guess, though?
I was going to guess the guy who did.
Really?
That was
okay.
My first guess.
The drummer, Spencer Dryden, is dead at the age of 66. He died of cancer, but his life is taking a huge turn for the worse. Earlier this fall, Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead and Warren Haynes, who's in the Dead right now too, they got together and raised $36,000 for Dryden, who was in the middle of two hip replacement surgeries and was facing open heart surgery, which he had no money to pay for. At the same time, literally within that same period of time, he was diagnosed with stomach cancer.
Wow.
So he's getting both hips replaced. He's getting his rib spreader and his heart worked on, and then he had the stomach cancer.
All right, if I ever get like that, here's what I want you to do to me.
Poke you with a stick.
Come kidnap me sometime.
Yes.
Cut off both of my legs and just send me out on the highway in front of an oncoming semi. God.
No, I already have my plan for you when you get that
Mike
way.
Mike Reiner.
It's to come get you, strip you nude, put you in a cage at Danny's house.
Oh, dear. We have Cub Scouts up here.
Oh. Yeah, there's Troop 59. Let's get the headphones turned up in there while we're talking about amputation and suicide.
And naked caging, caged heat.
Oh, my.
Maybe you just want to do it with that gun, the little drop we have.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Where you bury him up to his neck and put a cobra out there.
Yeah.
Bring sea death coming right at me. Do we have that?
We'll
that
take care
so
of you. We'll take care of you. Somehow.
It's somewhere.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Say hello to the Cub Scouts, Mike.
Hey, Cub Scouts.
Hello, Cub Scouts.
Got any Weeblos in there?
Anybody got their wolf badge yet?
I see one.
Now, as a drummer yourself, Mike, was this guy pretty good? Pretty salty?
Well, everything was different back in the 60s, and what passed for salty then wouldn't today. Look at Ginger Baker.
You mean the god of drumming?
No, the spare of drumming.
No. Now also, when Jefferson Airplane reunited, he wasn't asked back in 1989.
He had too many ailments.
Well, this is in 89. He didn't get all this other stuff till recently.
Maybe he wasn't any good. Maybe
but he was
like
broke.
It.
You know, it's a bad part about these band guys that made it big.
Maybe he didn't show up for gigs.
Maybe he didn't.
But these band guys that made it big in the 60s and you know, had a lot of money then, but no insurance, no health insurance.
They didn't make that much money back then.
He probably did okay for himself. I mean, the Airplane was pretty big there for a 4 or 5 year run. And even in the 70s, they could probably get back together and sell out, you know, a 5,000-6,000 seat venue, couldn't they? Or am I wrong?
I don't know. People kind of lost interest in them in the 70s.
Because the hippie movement.
That's why they had to do the Starship. They had to reinvent.
God. The Starship. What an abortion.
It wasn't that bad.
We sold a lot of records.
The early days of the Starship were not that bad.
Okay, for example.
They built the city.
What song?
All right, how about Ride the Tiger? What's wrong with that?
I don't know that one.
How about Caroline? What's wrong with that?
Hang on. Is Ride the Tiger? You're going to ride. That's awful.
That is not awful. That's great hippie music. You, of all people, should really like that.
What year was that?
There it is. Now, what's wrong with this?
There's nothing wrong with this. I love this song. And I'm not even a hippie. I don't think.
This is bad. I'm sorry.
This is not bad.
That is.
This is right up your alley.
No, it's not. It's useless noodling. The noodling I like is useful.
No. This is not noodling.
Really?
Yeah, he's going somewhere with this.
And I don't need 20 people yelling, Ride the Tiger at me.
Well, they're not yelling. They're singing. There are defined harmony parts in there. If you listen.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean anyway? Ride the Tiger?
Ride the Tiger.
Ride the Panther.
Yeah, that book that we had up there.
All right, let's move on. He's dead.
Well, they were good. The early Starship was good. Now, when they started doing...
We Built This City?
Yeah, when they started doing that, that's different.
And Sarah?
What's wrong with Sarah? That's a good song. I love that song. That's on my iPod, which, by the way, Kevin Scott fixed for me.
Well, you ruined it by putting that on there.
We have a host for the Grammys coming up here in a few, next month, I guess, or 2 months. No, it's not Puff.
Charles Manson.
Queen Latifah.
Spencer Dryden.
Queen Latifah.
I can't watch it then.
Why?
Because she was in Chicago.
Ah, yes. You boycotted.
Mm-hmm.
This probably should have led E! News, but it's the third story.
Shouldn't they get somebody hot to do that?
Is she really that bad?
She's not hot.
Shouldn't they get someone funny to do that?
Shouldn't they get somebody talented to do that?
Didn't you see Taxi?
Huh?
With her and Jimmy Fallon?
And Danny DeVito and
Andy Kaufman?
No, that's the TV show.
I missed that one.
Black Crowes are officially back together. They have announced 5 shows, March 22nd through 27th. At the New York's Hammer Ballroom.
I knew there was something out there that was making this world a better place today.
And the Black Crowes are back, baby. Little high five, huh? Me and you?
No. I can tell you that Chris Robinson has a big beard.
Didn't you see him over break?
I did see him. Did see him in Colorado.
This is very exciting news. Now, this is just a springboard for their big national tour.
They must have run out of pot money.
No, because he's married to Kate Hudson. He's an endless supply of cash.
Starship contributed more than they did.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Starship is embarrassment.
Well, so are they.
No, they're not.
Any band that I was in a band that was when I was 15 that was better than them is an embarrassment.
Perfect. There we go. We can move on.
Way to shoehorn it in.
We can move on. I'm afraid I was going to have to bring it up, but you got it in there, Ron.
John Goodman has been told to lose 100 pounds in 2005 or die, so says his doctor. So to do this, he says that he has given up hard liquor. Not booze, but hard liquor. So well, he still drinks beer.
Is it booze, hard liquor?
Wouldn't booze all-encompassing? Or is booze just liquor?
Well, I thought booze was hard liquor.
Well, maybe so. I don't know.
That's what I always thought, too.
That's probably not going to help him if he just drinks a 12-pack of beer and a couple pizzas.
A case of Bud or whatever, but he's given up hard liquor.
Maybe we need to call Marilyn and ask her for the definition of booze.
Of booze?
Wonder what he's tipping the scales at. 4 bills?
Oh, yeah, easy. Someone saw him on Craig Kilborn's show, whatever it's called now, and said that he was so messed up on something that he could barely speak.
Booze?
Maybe so.
If he's tipping the scales at 4 bills, he loses 100 pounds. That gets him down to 3.
Right.
Better than 4. Does that do him any good?
Better than 4.
Yeah, but it's still 3.
I mean, if you're an alcoholic and you just give up hard liquor, which I hear he's got a drinking problem. That's like when Marge asked Homer to quit drinking, and he agreed to give up all rum-based alcohols except for mojitos and rum and cokes.
The thing is, I think John Goodman's not funny.
Yes, it is.
I think he's talented and funny.
He's very...
I think he's a good actor.
Roseanne was one of the best sitcoms of the 90s.
He was good in that.
He was good.
He was terrific in Everybody's All-American.
It was better when Marge asked Homer to give up beer for 1 month than he thought she said deer.
He said, no problem, no deer for 1 month. Funny. Everyone's favorite show, Nip Tuck, has been given another 2 more years on the TV.
That's a good show. You guys should have given this a chance.
It's a good show.
I did.
You saw it once.
I gave it 2 episodes.
You needed to see more than that. It was like The Wire.
This last year was great. Famke Janssen, she was awesome in that.
Who?
Famke Janssen. She's been in X-Men.
She's hot.
She's hot.
Very hot.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
And don't give away what happened at the end, but very big twist, wasn't it, Kevin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
David Carradine is marrying for the 5th time.
I don't get that.
Oh, great. He draws even with me.
The 68-year-old is... Has exchanged vows with a mother of 4, Annie Berman. If you're going to get married for the 5th time...
That's Chris Berman's mom.
What?
Wouldn't that be funny if Chris Berman was his stepson?
Yes. Why not wipe the slate clean and go after someone who doesn't have any baggage or anything?
Wouldn't you love to hear Berman officiate the wedding and use a bunch of Bermanisms?
Oh, yeah. Keep calling David Carradine Grasshopper. And snatch the ring from my hand, Daddy.
Who's in the front row? Bert be home by 11.
And Farrah Fawcett and Ryan O'Neal say that they might remarry.
Yeah, it's real good.
On a reality television
good
show.
Good stuff.
I heard they're back together.
They are back together, and they're ready to get married again.
You know who reported that first? The Star magazine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they also had Brad and Jen getting back together, too, didn't they?
Didn't they also have an alien escaping Bill Clinton's ass or something?
No, they don't do that. They don't do aliens. That's the world news.
Yeah,
no.
That joke was for you, Cub Scouts.
How are the Cub Scouts?
Are they enjoying this?
I think they left.
They just ran down the hall screaming.
They're trying to get away from the alien.
I bet the Cub Scout Wranglers are really enjoying this, too.
All right, is Farrah Fawcett still...
You think they're rethinking the ticket tour?
Yes, I think they are.
All right, that's not our fault.
I know.
You think that Farrah Fawcett is still a viable, hot piece?
Nice piece?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Greg.
No, don't do that, because I still love her.
You think she's still hot?
I do, because you know what? I still view her 20 years ago. I don't see that she's gotten old. She's still hot to me.
But you see her in present-day form. You don't look at her and see the poster that was on your wall that...
I still see that poster.
Probably stuck to your wall naturally.
What does that mean?
That poster... If that poster could talk... I'd never make it. I'd never make it
to hell alone, Greg. Oh, quit cutting holes in me.
I'd never make it to heaven. I'll tell you that.
Quit boring holes in my private parts.
Did you put a copy of that poster in your Trans Am?
No, didn't need.
You know what? You should have decked out your Trans Am. That should have been the wallpaper and the seat cushion and everything. Just Farrah.
Farrah.
Yeah.
Her upper torso on one T-top, the bottom torso on another T-top.
Aren't there some women out there though that you see them as they were in a previous form, no matter.
No.
So you're with me on this, huh, Runs?
Well, not on her, but there are some women out there.
All right,
like
who?
That.
Like Nicolette Sheridan. I still see her like she was on Knott's Landing.
Like all the girls that were at my 35-year high school reunion. You know, even though most of them had it.
Yeah.
If I thought they were hot back then, they could be standing right in front of me, and all I saw was the way they looked in 1968.
And you always want to right those wrongs from back then.
You think they see you as the king of the nerds?
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably do.
With your Mike new Reiner. Dave Campo haircut?
I mean, did the football players from Kimball come up and give you a big wedgie like old times?
No, they never gave me a wedgie.
Just ripped your little panties right off?
Right. No, my panties. Yep, he's still wearing leopard skin panties.
What a hobo. Let's kick his ass.
Yeah, they just pummel you to holy hell.
But the thing that gets about Farrah...
Did you ever see her on I Dream of Jeannie? That was her first acting role ever.
Never seen that.
She was at the country club, I guess, that the Tony and Dr. Billingsley hung out at, or whatever his name was.
Never saw that.
Tony.
I'll tell you one thing, though, but she was on Charlie's Angels.
No, she was perfect.
My pants took off like a 747 jet.
Did you ever watch that, Charlie's Angels?
No.
You didn't?
No.
But who did?
I bet somebody did that's out there.
Well, I did. I still do.
It's not on anymore.
Who are you?
Charlie's Angels, man.
What do you
I just watch Charlie's Angels.
All day?
All
DVDs?
Day. Whatever it's on. I love Charlie's Angels. I don't like much else, but I love Charlie's Angels.
Did you like the movies?
Yeah, sure did.
Because it's Charlie's Angels.
I'll tell you something else.
What?
Charlie's Angels is the greatest show in the history of television.
Do you have anything else to offer?
No, he's very limited. I mean, like...
I just like Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, that's
man.
It. I mean, he just likes Charlie's Angels. There's nothing more. How'd you get past Will? Do you like the TV show? Yep. You watch it? Yep. You like the movies? Yep. All right, see you later.
I really don't have much else.
All right, we got to go.
Okay. All right, coming up, a look at the little Mavericks and a hide tanning they took last night.